Another question I see coming up right away, and I think we've gotten really sensitized to the issue of the time course of recurrence because of the AIs, you know, switching people 2 years, treating after 5 years. So what about the patient, for example, a node-positive patient who was diagnosed 2 years ago?
Well, these are all questions that we're trying to extrapolate. I guess it really has to do with how much residual risk does that patient have at this point in time. You know, when you start thinking about these things, you can imagine endless scenarios. You know, should you give him chemotherapy 2 years later with trastuzumab? I mean, you can set up scenarios for just about anything you can imagine. And then on the other hand, the other side of the coin is, you know, 2 years is one thing. What about 5 years? I mean, does this disease, what's the likelihood that somebody who's 5 years out is going to get into trouble with a HER2-positive, node-positive breast cancer? Because if they were going to have a recurrence, you know, there's a really good chance it would have happened by now. It may be that the bulk of recurrences for HER2-positive disease with node positivity, just with chemotherapy, that a great deal of that is going to happen in the first 5 years. So if you have somebody who's out 5 years and they're still disease-free, then it may be harder to argue to do something at that point in time. The closer they are in, so that there's going to be this continuum issue where you're looking at that, plus the potential benefit of using trastuzumab in that setting.
And I guess also we don't know how much the synergy between the chemotherapy and the trastuzumab is contributing to this. And I would guess that if people would consider treating late, they wouldn't be restarting chemotherapy.
Right. And the HERA trial is nice because that was given after all chemotherapy. So, you know, I think it has to do with the level of residual risk that the patient has at that point in time.
I take it, since you're sticking with the data, that you would treat the patient for a total of about a year or a total of a year?
Yeah, I would. I mean, I'd do what was done in the trials.
Any speculation on what the HERA trial is going to show in, I guess, 2008 in terms of 2 years versus a year?
I have no idea. You know, if 90 or 95% of the benefit comes in the first year, they may not see any difference. We're just going to have to wait for that information. I mean, I think it's important information. You can look at things the other way and say, you know, could we do just as well with 6 months of trastuzumab? That's an unanswered thing, too. We have no data on that.